So this Shabbos is Parshas Vayishlach. Parshas Vayishlach is the eighth parsha of Sefer Bereishis. Talks about the eight kings at the end of the parsha. We read about the eight kings who ruled in Edom before the Jewish people had a king. And this parsha is the parsha that takes us into the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Although Chanukah doesn't begin until after Parshas Vayeshev, but Yishlach is usually read as we reach the midpoint and further on in the month of Kislev. So what's the connection, the Pashta, since it's so close to Chanukah, Parshas Vayishlach, and the Svarim that deal with this all show the different topics in Parshas Vayishlach and their relation to Chanukah, whether it's the battle with the Sar Shel Esav, the dislocation of the Gid Hanosha, which has to do with Chanukah, as the Svarim speak about. The left leg of Yaakov represents the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Chanukah is on the left side, and that was the leg that was dislocated, as the Svarim speak about. The story with Shechem and Dina, which is similar to this Chanukah story where Shimon and Levi take on the whole city of Shechem, similar to the Shchashmenoyim, who battled the Syrian Greeks, Rabin Biad Ma'atim. There are other connections in the parasha to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. But tonight we'll focus on an idea that perhaps we can connect some of the stories in this parasha, that there's one underlying theme, and also its connection to the previous parasha. Parashas Vayishlach is after Vayetze. And Vayetze ends off with the confrontation that Yaakov has with Lavan, and the final confrontation that he has with Lavan, and the where he erects this Matseva, which he calls Gal Eid, and this serves as a separation between him and Lavan. Eid Hagal Hazeh Beini Uveinecha Hayoyim, and you won't come this way, I won't come this way, sort of a barrier between him and Lavan. Whether or not that was Lavan's intent, but Yaakov's intent certainly, as far as I say, was that there should be a barrier between me and you, and that's this Gal Eid. So what does Gal Eid, Gilad, have to do with the parasha Vayishlach and also its relation to Chanukah? Now, the parasha begins where Yaakov sends Malachim to Esav, and he commands them, he says, Koi Soimran La'adayni La'esav, Koi Amar Avdecha Yaakov. He uses the word Koi twice. Koi. The Megala Amukas brings down that he was hinting to him the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That you can't start up with me because I say every day Shema Yisrael in the morning, Shema Yisrael at night, that's two times Koi. Koi Saimra La'adayini La'esav, Koi Amar Avdecha Yaakov. Why does the Megala Amukas tell us this? What's the connection between the fact that he says the pasuk of Shema Yisrael to the message that's being sent here? What does Shema Yisrael have to do with this? We know that the Tikkuni Zohar says that the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad are connected to the Yom Tov of Chanukah, which Chanukah begins on the 25th of Kislev, B'chof Hei B'Kislev, Yomei DeChanukah T'man Ye'inun. What does Chanukah have to do? Just because it's 25, so what's the connection between the 25 letters of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and the fact that Chanukah falls out on the 25th of the month? I mean, it's the same number, but so just because the numbers are related, what does it have to do with it? We also have in this week's parasha something very, very unique. This is the parasha where actually two times in this parasha we learn how Yaakov's name is changed to Yisrael. This is a major development that takes place in Parashas Vayishlach, where the Malach who grapples with Yaakov, that Sarai Shel Esav, is forced to admit to the brachas that he received from Yitzchak. His name is changed from Yaakov to Yisrael. And later on in the parasha, again, in the parasha later on, we read that Hashem appears to Yaakov And Vayomer le'Elokim Shimcha Yaakov lo yikore Shimcha Eid Yaakov ki im Yisrael yihyeh Shemecha vayikra es Shema Yisrael. What does the name Yisrael mean? What exactly is the mild advantage of Yisrael over Yaakov? What exactly is it? And the fact that the Tikkuni Zohar connects the pasuk Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the 25 letters, and that entire pasuk, to the Yom Tov of Chanukah, which begins on the 25th, also indicates that it's connected to the name Yisrael. Now we find that in the Al Hanisim that we say on Chanukah, the Chachamim established in the Nusach of the Tefillah, different than Purim. Chanukah we say, Kesha'amda Malchus Yavon Horesha'a Al Amacha Yisrael, where Madgish, that the battle was on your nation Yisrael, not just Al Amacha Yisrael. And again later, Al Amacha Yisrael Osisa Teshua Gedoilu Furkan Kehayoim Hazeb. Twice in the same Tefillah, the word Yisrael is mentioned. Purim, no mention of Yisrael at all. Not in Megillah Esther either. We'll refer to it as Yehudim. The name Yisrael does not appear. In fact, what we sing after the Megillah is Shoshanas Yaakov Tzohala V'Samecha. And Yaakov certainly is the lower level name of the two names of Yaakov. Yaakov is the lower level name. So what is this about Al-Amcha Yisrael? Amda Malchus Yavon Arishua Al-Amcha Yisrael U'la-Amcha Yisrael Asisa Teshuva Gedoy L'Furkan Kehayoy Mazeh. Now, in the story that we read further with Dina, we also find in the middle of the story where Hamor and Shechem, with their sly, shrewd way of trying to get Yaakov to give Dina to Shechem, and they speak about intermarrying, v'hischatenu oisanu, v'itanu teshevu. So the pasuk tells us there that the Bnei Yaakov were very upset. Ki nevala osa bi Yisrael lishkav espas Yaakov v'chein lo yeosa. An abomination, a nevala occurred bi Yisrael. The name Yisrael is mentioned here specifically in the story. Why? And then right after it was lishkav espas Yaakov. We're referring to her as Bas Yaakov. But when we talk about the act, we say it was a nevala bi Yisrael. Nevala osa bi Yisrael. So perhaps the idea is like this, and with this we can connect that which we're speaking about here tonight. Hanukkah is different than Purim. Hanukkah is different than Purim in the way that Purim, there was a battle against the body of the Jewish people. Hanukkah was against the soul. Hanukkah was against the religion. They fought. They entered the Beis Hamikdash. Nichnisu Yevanim LaHeichel Timu Kol Hashmanim. They were battling the neshama of Klal Yisrael, while Haman was battling the guf. As Svarim explained, the difference between Purim and Chanukah. That difference is the difference between Yaakov and Yisrael. Yaakov is Miloshen Ekev. Yisrael is Li Roish. The neshama is the Roish. The guf is the Ekev. When we talk about the bodily needs, we refer to Am Yisrael is Yaakov. When we talk about their spiritual needs, it's Yisrael. But there's also another very important distinction between Yaakov and Yisrael. Yaakov is the name that is still connected somehow to Esav. Why was he called Yaakov? Because V'yodoy Echezes Ba'akev Esav. He's holding on to the heel of Esav. So the name Yaakov itself doesn't indicate total separation from Esav, because He's holding on to the heel of Esav. He's actually touching Esav. So there's sort of a connection to Esav. Yisrael is the name that indicates total separation from Esav. Now, the Ksav Sofer tells us in this week's parasha, the Ksav Sofer says that in the battle that the Malach has with Yaakov, the Pasuk uses the expression, Vayeovek ish imay, ad alois hashochar. Vayivoser Yaakov levada, Yaakov remains alone. And a man, as Rashi says, it was a malach, Sarve Shalaisov, the Samach Mem, grapples with him, Vaye Ovek. So what does Vaye Ovek mean? And then later again, Vaye Ovkoi Imei, Vayaki Lo Yocheloi, What's this avak? What does this word vayeovek mean? So one pshat Rashi says is miloshen ovak, dust. They were wrestling. They were rolling over each other on the ground. When two people are fighting, dust rises. That's how Rashi explains the first pshat. Then he says another pshat. Vayeovek is an Aramaic word from the word aviku, which means to hug. When two people wrestle, they actually hug each other. They're hugging and they're grabbing each other from behind. They're wrestling. It looks like they're hugging. Kederach shnayim shemes amtsim lahapolish says shechayvkay ve'ayvkay bizrais. If he grabs him around with his hands, you might think he's hugging him. Really, he's fighting him. But it looks like he's hugging him. Says the Ksav Sofer. These are the two. There are two different ways that Esav tries to attack Yaakov. One, physically, and also with persecutions. And the other is assimilation, love. He shows love to us, which is much more dangerous. Like the Beis HaLevi, the famous Beis HaLevi at the beginning of this week's parasha. Hatzileni no miyad ochi miyad Esav. Save me from the Esav that wants to be my brother. Save me from the Esav who wants to connect with me, from the Esav who wants to join with me, from the Esav who wants me to join in his culture and be part of his culture. I'm more worried about that Esav than the Esav that hates me. And throughout history, we have to deal with that, especially here in America, much more with the second Esav, with the Miyad Ochi. In Europe and in previous generations, we dealt with the persecutions, and there was definitely a separation between us and them. But in recent years, the war is different, because we became part of the culture of Esav, here in America especially, as much as we try to separate, but we're assimilated with them, not chas v'shalom, assimilation meaning marriage, but we join with them. And of course, it's a big nisayon. We have to know at kan, how far we can, and we have to stay away. And that's the biggest yetzer, that's the biggest satan, is when the satan knows he can't get us, he's not going to get us to deny, he's not going to get us to go against Hashem through persecutions. Because adarabah, the more the Jews are persecuted, the closer they got to Hashem. They were Maisa Nefesh, and they cried Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and as they were killed. But when Esav tries to join with Yaakov, that's more difficult, because then the Jew at the beginning stays apart, but then of course he sees, oh, they're not so bad. We can go to their parties maybe once in a while. We can invite them to our home, and before you know it, we saw what happened. So he said, says the Ksav Sofer, Vayeovek ish imoy is miloshen hugging, and it was vayeovek mean fighting, but on the other hand, it also means hugging, because sometimes the battle of Esav, sometimes Esav tries to get us by hugging us, like we see later on in the parasha too, that although Esav soine liyakoy, but over here vayishakehu vayechabekehu, there are times throughout history when the goyim want to be with us. They want to assimilate with us. And that's all a ma'aseh satan to try to get us to join and to try to get us to sin. That's why later on also we find Esav says to Yaakov, after they had met, Nisav v'neilecha, how about traveling together? V'eilcha l'negdecha. So Yaakov says, no, go ahead. Because Yaakov knows what his intent is, as the Sfarim say, let's go together, let's do things together. You'll be part of my culture, I'll be part of yours, what's so terrible? Half a day you'll learn, half a day you'll study my culture. Similar to what the Greeks wanted. The Greeks did not want to kill us physically. The Greeks wanted to kill us spiritually. The Greeks wanted to hug us. The Greeks wanted us to become part of their culture. So this idea, which we see throughout this parasha, because in this parasha, although at the beginning Esav is coming to kill Yaakov, then Esav calms down and he joins with Yaakov, and he loves Yaakov, and he kisses Yaakov, and he hugs Yaakov, and he wants to travel with Yaakov. This is the real danger. This is what Yaakov is worried about. When Yaakov says, Hatzileinu no miyad ochi, he's worried about this type of golus, this type of attack, that the sly way that Esav is trying to get Yaakov by appearing to love him and appearing to want to meet with him and to want to assimilate with him. That's the big fear, and that's what Klal Yisrael suffered the most from throughout the ages, when there was assimilation. The same thing with the story of Shechem and Dinah. V'hischatenu oisanu, let's intermarry, b'noiseichem titenu lanu. They're even willing to have a bris milah to do it. And of course, the question that's asked is how did Shimon Alevi lie? Shimon Alevi said, "Im tihiyu chamaynu lihimoy lachem kol zachar." If you'll be like us, and you'll circumcise all your males, so then we will join with you. We'll give our daughters to you. We'll take your daughters for us. We'll sit together. We'll be one nation. And if not, we're going. We're leaving. We're taking our daughter and we're going. Now, but they didn't keep to their word. They did have a bris. They all had a bris. What's going on here? Did they lie or not? So the emes says they didn't at all. If you take a look, Rashi says, "Im tiyu chamayinu, if you will be like us, lihi moil lachem kol zachar, lihi moil." So Rashi says, what does lihi moil mean? Lihi yois nimu, to be circumcised, to be a gemala, to be a nimal. A guy is not a nimal. A guy is not, even if a guy has a bris, if it's not done with for the right intent, it's not a bris, it's just a surgery, it's an operation, it's not a bris. So that's exactly what they told him. If you'll be like us, and you'll be circumcised, what the Torah calls a circumcised individual. Mishnah in the Dorim says, if a person makes a neder, that he will not have any benefit from an orel, he's not allowed to have benefit. If a guy is circumcised, he's called an orel anyway. Even if a guy has a bris, he's still called an orel. While a Jew is an orel, it's still called a yid. Especially if it's meisuech of machmas mila. Imtiyu chamainu, if you'll be like us, but you can't be like us. They didn't lie at all. If you could be like us, yeah. If you have a bris l'shem shamayim, if your intent is because you want to keep the tayag mitzvahs and you gear kahalacha and you want to do it for the right reason, fine. That's not what you want. You're just doing this because you want to take dina. So your intent is not l'shem shamayim at all. In fact, it's an avera for you to have a bris. A guy is not even allowed to let blood. If a guy causes himself to bleed, he's chayiv mis. Achas dim chem l'nafshe sechem edrash. One of the reasons they say why the Shimon HaLevi were allowed to kill them. Similar to an akam sheshavas is chayiv mis. If a guy has a bris meal, he's also chayiv mis. So they didn't lie at all. But what was their intent also? Let's get together. Let's join together. Let's be one am, an am echad. Let's eradicate the name Yisrael. Because Yisrael, Hamavdil ben Yisrael la'amim, we say in Havdalah. We don't say Hamavdil ben Yaakov la'amim. Hamavdil ben Yisrael la'amim. It's the name Yisrael that indicates the separation that we are apart from the nations. In fact, that's why this Malach, whose intent was, Vayeovek ish ima, his intent was to join with Yaakov, to try to get... especially as Svarim explained, he knew he couldn't attack Yaakov himself. He meant the future generations. Vayarki lo yochel loy, vayiga b'chaf yerechai. Chaf yerechai are the future generations. Yoytzei yerech Yaakov. He knew he'll never get Yaakov, but he'll be able to affect Yaakov's descendants, especially behe'ov koi imoy, as the Ksav Sofer says, especially when he's doing it, Miloshim Behe'ofke, when he's doing it to hug him, when he's going to get them by joining with them, by assimilating with them. And the future generations, unfortunately, he was Matzliach to some point. So this Malach was forced, though, to call Yaakov Yisrael. The Malach himself ends up being the one who says, Lo Yaakov Ye'omer Aichim Chakim Yisrael Ki Sarisa Emer Lekim V'Manoshim V'atuchal. Meaning this Malach, whose whole attack here was really to cause that there should be an assimilation between Yaakov, between the Jews and the non-Jews. He's the one who's forced to call Yaakov Yisrael, which Yisrael means that's the name that's given to us and only to us that sets us apart from the nations. The Chassam Sofer brings out in the Drushes a very interesting thing. He says, the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and by the way, that is the Pasuk that Jews have said for years, and only Jews, and the Goyim know about that pasuk. Yodua the Maisa with Eichmann Yamach Shemai. When he was caught, the first thing he said to those his Israeli captors was Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They asked him later, "How do you know it?" And he explained because he heard it all day. He heard it all day in Auschwitz or wherever he was. Jews crying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad nonstop. That's what that pasuk is. What sets us apart from the nations. In fact, the Gemara says in Brachas Davov, in our tefillin is written Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What's written in Hashem's tefillin? Umi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad bo'oretz. Again, the name Yisrael. We are Hashem's nation, and we're referred to as Yisrael goy echad bo'oretz. That does not mingle with the nations. And that's what set with the name Yisrael, that's what sets us apart. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which Agav explains when Yaakov Avinu was on his deathbed, and it says the Shechina left him, he wanted to reveal the end. The pasuk says he kovtsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov v'shimu el Yisrael avichem. So it says nistalka mimenu shechina, and he thought maybe Shemba yimsa psul bizari. What was he worried about? He was worried that maybe there's going to be a time when the Jews are going to mingle with the goyim and they don't deserve a bracha. So what did they cry out? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So when he heard that, he calmed down. The Jews will always say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad v'shimu el Yisrael avichem. Meaning, there will always be Jews. Of course, there were those who assimilated, but there will always be Jews like Ad Hayoyim Hazeh that stay apart, that do not mingle, that did not mix, that did not intermarry. So it says the Chassam Sofer in the Drushes that the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad has 25 letters, but if you count the two names of Hashem, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei, as they're read, not as they're written, so it's another 8 letters, because Yud Kei Vav Kei is not read as Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's read as Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So he says, if you add 25 plus 8, it's 33, that's Lamed Gimel. Then the large Ayin of Shema and the large Dalet of Echad is considered like a double letter, because it's a large letter, so it's like double. So then the word Galed, Gilad, he said, is a remes to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That means Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which has really 33 letters, because we count Yud Kei Vav Kei as Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, together with the large Ayin and the large Dalet, Gilad, Galed. He says that's the Galed, the heap of stones that Yaakov puts up to separate from Lavan and from all the Rishoyim, is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Because that's what sets us apart. Kabbalas Oel Malchus Shamayim, the name Yisrael, that's Hanukkah. That's the connection. With the Zayar, it wasn't just I'm playing with numbers. That the Hanukkah falls on the 25th of Kislev, and Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad has 25 letters. So, because the whole Yom Tov of Hanukkah was to make that point. The whole Yom Tov of Hanukkah was to solidify the name Yisrael, the barrier. That's why the Chashmonaim, when they came into the Meis HaMikdash, they fenced all the breaches that the Yevanim made. The Yevanim, says the Mishnah in Midas, Pirtsu Yud Gimul Pratzos, they made 13 holes in the wall surrounding the Beis HaMikdash called the Soireg, which is what separates us from the nations. A guy's not allowed to go past the Soireg. Nichnusu Yevanim Lahechol means they wanted to break that barrier that's Mavdil Ben Yisrael Lo Amim, and they wanted to enter where a guy's not allowed to go. And with doing that is eradicating the name Yisrael. We say in Tehillim, Shem Mizmah Elokim Al Damalach, the Goyim always want to eradicate the name Yisrael. The word Yisrael, they hate the word Yisrael because that's the name given to us that sets us apart from them. That's what the Yevanim wanted to do. That's why it makes sense now. We can understand why in the Nusach of Alanisim, we're Madgish. Kishamda Malchus Yavan Harishah Al Amcha Yisrael Lashkicham Torah Secha. By making us forget the Torah, which the Torah is what separates us from them, specifically the Harishah Baal Peh, they are trying to eradicate the name Yisrael. So Ul Amcha Yisrael Asisa Teshua Gedoyel Furkan Kehayoyim Azad. Yeshua was for the name Yisrael. It strengthened once again the Havdalah Ben Yisrael Lo Amim. The name Yisrael was solidified once again. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So the 25 letters of that pasuk, especially as the Chassam Sofer explains it, Gal Eid. What does Gal Eid have to do with Chanukah? Chanukah, the Svarim tell us, is the yantif of revelation. What was hidden becomes revealed. When does Chanukah fall out? 74 days after Yom HaKippurim. Eid, Ayin Dalet. Ayin Dalet, 74 days after Yom Kippur, we are zeichet to Gal, to revelation. The Or HaGonos, the oil that was buried under the ground was revealed. The Yom Tov of revelation. Chanukah is the Yom Tov of revelation. The Yom Tov that testifies that we are Hashem's nation. The Eid, the Ayin Dalet is the testimony. So Gal Eid, we read about at the end of Vayetzeh. The Parsha ends at the end of Vayetzeh with this idea of Gal Eid, which as the Chassam Sofer says, is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, with the Oisius of the Shem Havai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, and the large Ayin and the large Dalet. That's what separates us from them. And Yaakov made sure to make that barrier, to make that distinction. And that's how the Parsha ends. As he's coming back to Eretz Yisrael, he's returning to Eretz Yisrael. Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim LeEsav, and he tells Esav the same thing. Koi Amar Avdecha Yaakov, Koi Soimran, twice Koi, Kriyashma, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the 25 letters. He's telling Esav, I'm not mixing with you. I am not assimilating with you. I didn't deviate from one mitzvah when I was with Lavan. I didn't join with him. The Sefer Chassidim brings down, there's a shtickle in the Sefer Chassidim written by Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, that Yaakov never ever went during the 20 years that he was in the house of Lavan. He never went to Lavan's house. He never went for a meal, never went for Yom Tov, never went for Shabbos. He stayed away from Lavan like you stay away from a fire. He remained totally apart even when he was with Lavan. So he's sending the same message to Esav. But that's what he's worried about. He's very afraid. He's afraid that, even if not him, but he's afraid that the future generations are going to fall for the trap. They're going to fall into the trap of assimilation. And that's why we see here, the Malach tries to dislocate the Gid HaNoshe. Vayiga bechaf yereichoi. Vateka kaf yerech Yaakov behayofko imoi. The Kaf Yerech is begamatria Ner Chanukah. The Ner Chanukah that we are zeichet to on the Yom Tov of Chanukah is the gilui of that which we are separated from them. It's the tikkun for the Gid HaNoshe. The Gid HaNoshe, the Malach was trying to get some part of the body of Yaakov. Some part of the body he can get, and then he could have some domain over him. He could have some power over him. So he was only able to dislocate the Kaf Yerech Yaakov. Vayiga bechafya, vayiga is begamatria Chanukah. Vayiga bechafya reichoi. The Svarim tell us that the machlokes, if it was the left leg or the right leg, some say it was both. The left leg is Chanukah and the right leg is Purim. The two Yamim Tovim of Chanukah and Purim are the Yamim Tovim that were given to us after we had to go through a golus, where in either case the goyim were trying to eradicate us, whether it's physically, spiritually, Purim physically, even Purim, there was a spiritual part to it, the fact that the Jews were called Yehudim, they were Kaifer and Avodah Zarah. But the main Yom Tov that the war was a spiritual war was clearly the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Chanukah comes after the Yevanim, and the Yevanim did not want to kill us, they just wanted us to join with them and study their Chochmas, and they wanted to eradicate the name Yisrael. So this battle here that Yaakov has with the Malach, and he is victorious. And as a result, he's called Yisrael, gave us the Yom Tov of Chanukah. We were zeichet to the Yom Tov of Chanukah because Yaakov was victorious over the Malach. And later, the hip, the Gid HaNoshe that was dislocated, is put back in place. He was limping, but then in the morning the sun rises, the sun heals him, as Rashi says, and he was healed. The Zayar says that the Gid HaNoshe is Keneged Tisha B'Av. Every Aveira in the Torah, there are 365 Aveiras, so every Aveira corresponds to another day of the year. There are 365 days, 365 Aveiras, 365 Lavin. So the Svarim speak about not all the lav, a certain lav, and exactly which day is parallel to that lav. So the Zohar says Gid HaNoshe is Tisha B'Av. If not for that the Gid HaNoshe of Yaakov was dislocated, there never would have been a Tisha B'Av. The Beis Hamikdash would not have been destroyed. The Beis Hamikdash is called Hoyd. V'ha-Hoyd Zuhi Beis Hamikdash, says the Gemara in Brachas. And the Gid HaNoshe, which is the left foot, the Gid HaNoshe corresponds to the Midah of Hoyd, as the Svarim speak about. So the fact that the Malach was able to dislocate the Gid HaNoshe, that's why there was a Churban later on. Chanukah is the tikkun of that. Chanukah was the rededication of the Beis HaMikdash. The Maccabees come back in. Pinu es hecholecha, tiharu es mikdashecha, hidliku neiros b'chashas kachecha. Chanukah is the oiroi shel Malach HaMashiach. Chanukah is sort of the yomtiv that we got the third Beis HaMikdash, because it was after we already had 214 years of the Bayis Sheni. And then a new dedication takes place with the yomtiv of Chanukah, so it's like the Bayis HaShlishi. It's like the third Beis HaMikdash. It was Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach. There was total victory. There was no more, we were no longer subservient to any nation. The first 214 years of Bayis Sheni, we were under Persian rule for 34 years, and then a Greek rule for 180 years. Chanukah ends that. The victory of Chanukah, Adidei HaChashmeinoyim, returned the glory to Klal Yisrael. The Rambam uses the expression Chazra Malchus Li Yisrael, And the Rambam seems to hold that it was a positive thing. The Ramban says no. The Ramban says it was not. And the Chashmonaim were punished because they became the kings they weren't supposed to. They were Oivel Loyosa Shevet Miyehuda Mechaykek Ben Raglov. The Ramban says in the Parashas Vayechi that although they were Chassidei Elyoin, but because they took over the Malucha, which they weren't supposed to, they died young, and then eventually the Chashmonaim were wiped out. The Rambam doesn't say any such thing at all. The Rambam says Chazra Malchus Li Yisrael. That's what the Rambam says. Malchus returned to Klal Yisrael, even though they were Kohanim. The Rambam has a different sheet on this, as the Achrayim explain. So the story in this week's parasha of the victory over the Malach is a remes to the future victory of the Chashmonaim over the Yevonim. The Gidan Osha put back in place is the remes that although the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, it'll be rebuilt. There will be a Chanukah, there will be a dedication. There will be a Yom Tov of Chanukah, will be Zeichet to Oyre Shel Melech HaMashiach, and the name Yisrael once again strengthened, the separation between us and them clear. Vayava Yaakov Sholem Ir Shechem, the Pasuk says. Yaakov returns complete. As Rashi says here, Sholem V'mamaynoi, he didn't lose any money, even though he had to give away a lot. Sholem Begufay, because he was healed. And Sholem B'Toyrosay, his Torah was complete. Shalei Shochach, he did not forget. Talmudai Beveis Lavan. What did the Greeks want us? The Greeks wanted us to forget. Lahashkicham Toyrosef. Yaakov comes back, Sholem, he does not forget a thing. That's why the Yom Tov is Shemen Zayis. As the Gemara says, Shemen Zayis is a segula for memory. Zayis is not good for the memory. But Shemen Zayis, it says, is good for the memory. So since prior to Chanukah, the Greeks wanted us to forget who we are, to forget the Torah Shebaal Peh, the name Israel, we were zeichet to a Yom Tov, which the Yom Tov was given because we found the Shemen Zayis. The Shemen Zayis is what's used for memory, to enhance the memory. We do not forget. And Shemen is the liquid that stays apart from all other liquids. That's why it was with the Shemen. The Shemen rises to the top. When you mix oil with any other liquid, it rises. It does not mingle. It doesn't mix. So too, we do not mingle. We do not mix. We do not intermarry. And that's what kept us going. That's why Am Yisrael Chai. Yisrael Dafka. Am Yisrael Chai Ad Hayoim. Only for those Jews who stayed apart. Because those who mingled, those who mixed, there's no zeicher from them. Once you lose the name Yisrael, it's very hard to get it back. And in the parasha we read here, but Yaakov comes back to Eretz Yisrael, and he pours oil on the matzeva. Vayatzev Yaakov matzeva, vayasech oleho nesech, vayitzek oleho shomen. He pours wine, that's Purim. He pours oil, that's Chanukah. And this all happens as Binyamin is being born. Binyamin, Kislev is the month of Binyamin, Kiyodua, as we mentioned many times, the ninth month, the ninth Shevet, in the order of where they traveled. From Binyamin comes Mordechai and Esther, who gave us Purim. Kislev is Binyamin, that's Chanukah. So Binyamin has both Purim and Chanukah in his persona. Binyamin is Chanukah and Purim. And that's why Yaakov pours wine here and oil. Wine, Purim, oil, Chanukah, both Yamim Tovim, that help us get through Bizman HaGolus, and that last forever and ever, even after Mashiach comes. In fact, there's one nusach in the Medrash. We all know what the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Megillah. The Rambam says that Purim is going to last forever, as it says in the Pasuk. Zichram lo Yosef Mizaram. But there's a Medrash, a psik, that it says Chanukah also is forever. Chanukah and Purim, both together, are Yamim Tovim that will last forever. So this parasha, based on what we just said, is very much related to Chanukah. In fact, this is all Chanukah, because this parasha tells us the dangers of joining with Esav. That this parasha is the Esav who wants to join with Yaakov. Hatzileinu na miyad ochi miyad Esav. Vayeovek ish imoy. Which is hugging. This is the war of hugging. This is the war. This is the war against assimilation. The war against joining with the nations, which is the part of Esav that we have to stay away from. Normally, we want to stay away from Esav, but then there's the Esav that sometimes we want to join. That's the threat. That's the danger. Especially when you have Vayelech Esav el Yishmael, when you have Esav and Yishmael together. Now today, obviously, the danger is not wanting to join with Yishmael. There's no one today, I think, that has that interest at all. But the danger of assimilating with the Goyim still exists, especially in our country, in our where we live. It's something that's in the workplace, or bringing the Geisha culture into the home, whatever, how through the technology, certainly is something that we have to be careful about. And the Yom Tov of Chanukah is the Yom Tov that solidifies that barrier. That's the Gal Eid, the barrier that separated Yaakov from Lavan. The Gal Eid, which is the remez, as the Chassam Sofer says, the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and that's Chanukah, and that's why the Zohar says, Koi Omar Abdecha Yaakov, Koi, the 25 letters of Shema, that was the message that Yaakov is sending Esav. The first thing that Yaakov does when he comes to Mitzrayim is he says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. As we read in Parshas Vayigash, which is always read right after Chanukah, but in the vicinity of Chanukah. When they came down to Mitzrayim and Yaakov sees Yosef and says, Yosef is crying on Yaakov, but Yaakov says, was not. What was Yaakov doing? Tell us Chazal, Shahayakoyre es Shema. Why now? When he entered Mitzrayim, his first fear was, They're with the Goyim now. They're mixing with the Goyim. So the first thing Yaakov does is he says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. To remind Yosef, to remind everyone that we are a part. We are a nation apart. Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Boris. We have the name Yisrael. That's why when Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim, the Pasuk tells us, Hashem appears to him. Vayomer Elokim li Yisrael b'marais halayla. Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov. In the same pasuk, he's called Yaakov twice, Lashon Chiba, but it starts off, Ayomer Elokim li Yisrael b'maris halayla. Even b'maris halayla, even b'zman ha'golus, don't forget that you are Yisrael. Even when you fall to the level of Yaakov, don't forget that you're Yisrael, and that we should stay apart. Ki l'goy gadol ha'simcha sham, he says. As we say in the Haggadah, Otzum, melamed shehay Yisrael mitzuyonim sham. The Jews, Yisrael. Not yet. Yisrael mitzuyonim sham. The Jewish people were distinct. They were apart. Vayomer el amoy in Parshas Shemois. What does Paroi say? Hine am b'nei Yisrael rav otzum imenu. It's again the name Yisrael that bothers them. The Yisrael, they're apart from us. They don't. That's why hava nischak maloy. Let's join with them. Let's get together. They started to try that way. It didn't work. So that's the message of Chanukah. The Yom Tov of Chanukah, Al Amcha Yisrael, La'acha Asisa Teshua Gedoylo Furkan Kahayoyim Azeh. The Yeshua was that the Maccabees, the Chashmeinoyim, most of the Jews did assimilate. The Misyavnim did. But there was this one group that didn't. And they saved the day. And they solidified the barrier, the Soireg. They fenced, they fixed all the breaches that the Yevonim made when they tried to penetrate and come into the Makom HaMikdash. They solidified the Havdalah ben Yisrael lo Amim, and through them we were zeichet to this great Yom Tov of Chanukah. Chanukah is a time for Yeshua is for Klal Yisrael. L'cha asisa teshua gedoyla. There's one nusach, which is a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch, whether you should say it or not, because the Halanisim we say in the second part of the davening, which is really not bakosha, it's hoidah. So most don't have it, and some siddurim will have it in parentheses. Most we just thank Hashem for the great Yeshua that He did for us. But many have the nusach to say that just like you did then, you should do now. And as we are asking, and the Paiskim say, it's not a stira that we're not supposed to be mevakesh in the Shalosh Brachos Achronis because it's for a tzibur is different. And the nusach, the word that's used is teshua. Teshua is the letters hey tov shen ayin vav. Teshua. This is the year that we're in now. The year we're in now, Motzei Shvius, which is a year of eight. This is the eighth parasha. And Chanukah is the Yom Tov that is associated with the number eight. Oyrei Shel Melech HaMashiach. Mashiach is associated with the number eight, as the Gemara says in Sukkah. It's not only a Kabbalistic idea, which is good enough, but it's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Sukkah that Mashiach is from the Shmoina Nesichei Bnei Adam. He's from the eight princes that the Gemara enumerates there, and he's the eighth, because he's going to bring into the world, he's going to introduce to the world the eighth note, the eighth Mida, the number eight, which is the number that is associated with the supernatural, Shmini. Shmini is greater than Shvi'i. Shvi'i, as the Maral says, the Maral has a big arichas on this, and it's based on a Tshuvas HaRashba, that there's a difference between Shvi'i and Lamaylam, and Shvi'i comes from the word Visavata. Full, but not more. Shmini is shomein, that's fat, that's more than full. Overflow, that's la'asid lavai. That's, Shmini is la'asid lavai, l'mailam and ateva. Chanukah is lemaila min hatev. That's why it's a yomtiv that is eight, and it's the oirai shel melech hamashiach. So melech hamashiach is associated with the number eight. This year is the eighth year. It's Mitzoy Shvius. It's the eighth year. But Mitzoy Shvius ben David ba. Now the Yalkut Shemayni tells us in Yeshaya. Many have known this Yalkut Shemayni, and it's getting more and more clear that this Yalkut Shemayni is happening. For years, it was hard to understand what this Yalkut Shemayni meant. But this Yalkut Shemayni tells us, Shana Shemelech HaMashiach Niglabai, the year that Mashiach is going to be revealed, says the Medrash, Kol Malchei Umais Ha'olam Mizgarim Zebazeh. All the nations are going to be antagonizing one another. Turkey, Russia, Iran. I'm just saying the names. It doesn't say that here, but we could hear it today. You see what it is. Melech Paras, that's the Iran. Mizgarab Melech Arvi, which is Saudi Arabia. And he says other things here, but the point I'm making is this. V'chol umay sa'ayla misra'ashim u'mizbahalim. They're panicking, and they're falling on their faces, it says here. And they're like a woman who's dying in the midst of childbirth. They're in such pain, and the Jews are also. And what do they say? Where are we going to go? Leheichan navay v'neilech, leheichan navay v'neilech. Does anyone remember a time like now, literally, where everyone is saying that the State Department gives out a message that people should be careful, they shouldn't go traveling, and then the FBI wants to police all over the United States, got to be very careful. And look what happened in Paris, and look what's happening in Belgium. Belgium, literally, no one went anywhere. Everyone's staying on lockdown. Who knows if it's going to happen in other places soon, all over. Because of an imminent terror plot that they're worried about. So people can't go. Everyone's worried. Where should we go? Can we go here? Can we go there? Do we stay home? Everyone's panicking. Exactly what it says over here. Years ago, this wouldn't have made any sense. What does this mean? What kind of the world hundreds of years ago? How would this be all over the world? Such a thing? Like what could have happened all over the world that this message would have made sense in those times? Who traveled all over the world anyway? Today, it's pashut what it means. Everyone's afraid, and you, Jews are also. Everyone's worried. Should we go to Eretz Yisrael? Should we not go to Eretz Yisrael? Should we stay in America? What's going to be? What's going to happen? In Sweden, they just closed. In Denmark, I heard, or in Belgium, they closed down all the shuls. The rabbi there said, for the next, no one should come to shul, even on Shabbos, not. That's exactly what it says here is going to happen. L'chayre, that's what this is. And then it says, at least it ends off good. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, B'ni, my children, Al Tisyaru, don't be afraid. He says, don't be afraid. Kol Masha Osisi, whatever I did, like Osisi Ela B'Shvilchem, is only because of you. B'pnei Ma'atem Isyarim, so why are you afraid? Al Tiru, he giyazman gulaskan, the time of your gula has arrived. I guess that's the Nisayim. The Nisayim is not to be afraid because we're afraid. Lamais, how could you not be afraid? Everyone's panicking. The whole world is panicking. Literally, the entire world now is under a terror grip like it never happened before ever in history. Like I was telling somebody the other day, the Nazis. Not everyone was afraid of the Nazis. If you lived in America, you weren't worried about the Nazis. If you lived in Canada, you weren't worried about the Nazis. If you lived in South Africa, what were you worried about? If you lived in Europe, you were worried about the Nazis. But this threat now, everyone is worried about it. The entire world is worried about it, no matter where you are. The Chafetz Chaim is quoted by, sorry, B'lchon of Asim said, the Chafetz Chaim said, after World War I, so he said, the next world war that's coming will make this baby, a baby stuff compared to what's coming. But he said, and that, this is what they say, he said, will be a baby compared to the third one. And he said, the third one and the final, that's Melchemes Gog u'Magog, will be worldwide, global, worldwide. Now you know what he's talking about. It's worldwide, it's global. And this is the Chevlei Mashiach that the Gemara has prophesied, that the Gemara talked to us about in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara told us, what should a Jew do when there's Chevlei Mashiach? Chevlei, birth pangs. Every day, literally, we get messages of another knifing attack, Rahman al-Islam, or a car ramming attack, or what happened Thursday, five of Am Yisrael were killed, Kedoshim, and then Shabbos are stabbing, right? It's a Shabbos and Sunday, and a girl 21 years old. Every day there's something going on. If you don't hear about it because you didn't hear about it, it's going on every day. And today in Tunisia there was a terror attack. There's every single day, it's Chevlei Mashiach L'Chaira, beyond the shadow of a doubt. So the Gemara tells us what to do in the time of Chevlei Mashiach. The Gemara says, Yasek B'Toira U'V'Gmilus Chasod. That means we have to intensify our learning and our doing chesed. Chesed is a very important ingredient. Because Torah without chesed doesn't go too far. It has to be with chesed. And we know that tefillah is a very important component. In order to combat Yishmael, ISIS, or whoever they are, the only way is through tefillah, Yishma Kel. And emunah, and to intensify our emunah, and to stay apart from the goyim, to stay apart from them as much as we can, so that we deserve the title Yisrael. So we should be zeichetaker that this Chanukah of Tav Shinayin Vav, of the year Teshua, hey Tav Shinayin Vav, should be the greatest Chanukah ever, that we should celebrate not only the downfall of the Yevonim and all the nations that we mentioned in the Mo'iz Tzur, including the Chei Admain, Betzel Tzalmain, Chasleib Zerach Kodshech, Vakariv Ketz HaYeshua, especially now, the Yeshua from the Golas that we're in now, Golas Yishmael. Chanukah is a very appropriate time. Kislev in general, Chanukah Befrat is very mesugal to be zeichet to the Ma'apola of Yishmael. We lay the Nesiyim on Chanukah, the Nesiyim, the 12 Nesiyim that we lay, says the Targum Yonason, but we lay the 12 Nesiyim. It's Mevatel, the 12 Nesiyim of Yishmael. The Yishmael also has 12 Nesiyim that we read about in Parashas Lech Lecha. There were also 12. So when we read the 12 Nesiyim, and on Chanukah we read them, that's the Kriya of Chanukah, as the Mishnah says in Megillah, but Chanukah ben Nesiyim, we're Mevatel, the Nesiyah Yishmael. Al Panei Kol Echav Nofo. The Radak says in Parashas Lech Lecha, also we see it today. V'hu yeh pera Adam, Yodai ba'koil v'yad koil boi v'al panei kol echav yishkoin. He says that they will go all over the world, and wherever they go, they will spread havoc and violence. We're seeing that they're going all over. They're migrating, immigrants, all over Europe, destroying Europe. And Rahman al-Islam may be coming here too, if Obama has his way. So al panei kol echav yishkoin. Al panei kol echav yishkoin, who yeh pera, the whole world, hakol mizgarin boy, Rashi brings that in Parashas Lech Lecha, hakol soinen oisai, the civilized world hates them. The civilized world is mizgara, doesn't want them. The civilized, the right wing doesn't want them. Those that are like them want them. So all the nevuos and all that we were told that's going to happen at the end of time is happening right in front of our eyes. We have to just intensify our emunah and just bear with it, and hopefully it'll be b'chesed v'rachamim, and that we can lessen the chevelei Mashiach. We can make it easier. It's up to us to make it easier. We can all be zeichet to see the menorah being lit in the Beis Hamikdash Hashlish, and it should be this Chanukah. Amen. Happy birthday.